Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on.
I think the first time you were on was January of, or
June of last year, the first time you were on, I think. And then we had you on sometime after that, and it's been probably about a year.
Wow. Yeah, there has been so much that has gone on in years time. I think the last time, yeah, you had spoken to me, I just recently released my very first EP, which was just a kiss, and that was like my 5-song EP album. And then about, I think it was a year later, because I started releasing around the same time that I released my EP, Just a Kiss, I released my single Girl Code, which that was a really, really cool kind of swanky retro feel song, which, I don't know, have you heard it, Cody? Have you heard the new song?
I've heard it, but I don't have it in my collection. I'm going to buy it, though,
really?
Sometime. I know. Bad
right.
Friend. I know.
That's all right. I'm hold against that. So, yeah, I released Pro Code, and then that was, like I said, pretty much around the same time in a year span that I tried to release at the same date as I did Just a Kiss. And then coming to you very, very shortly, November 12th, so 2 days, I'll be releasing my holiday song. It's a Christmas patriotic kind of sadly song as well. It's called Christmas in America, and it's basically about families who go through not being with their loved ones because they're in service during the holidays.
Right.
So some people know, I've mentioned it many times, that since the release of Just a Kiss, I've been extremely involved with the veterans, and I donate $2 of my album sales, whether it's downloaded on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, whatever you get it. When you purchase an album, $2 of that goes to the CVMA, which is the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And it's just veterans helping veterans. And, ever since then, I've always kind of displayed my passion for people in service and veterans. And I wrote a song about it. And, it's going to release November 12th. And I'm really excited because, obviously, this is something that I feel very strongly about and I love. It's a subject I love. And who doesn't love the holidays? So.
Right. That's awesome. And also, a little birdie told me that somebody recently had a birthday.
I did. November 1st is my birthday. I am officially 25 years old. It's a weird feeling. I am a quarter of a century. I plan to live to 100, so I'm exactly a quarter of a century.
That's, when I turned 25, I was like, I was like you. I was like, I'm officially a quarter century old. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. And especially, like, I know, I'm going to live to exactly 200. Like, that's it. So one fourth of my life is shot.
Right. So as you said earlier, you've been a really busy girl.
Yes, extremely. But I've been, doing lots of promotional stuff along with getting my new releases ready, along with, doing shows in between that, lots of really big shows this year. There's just been so much, and it's been such a blessing. I love being busy because that means that, me being active means that I'm wanted in this industry. So, it's good. It's becoming slowly but surely I'm growing and more and more, and it's exciting. It's exciting.
I've kind of come up with a brand new question for indie artists that you're my guinea pig for this one. So just a fair warning. You're my guinea pig here. do you think that it's easier now for talent to be heard by record executives than it was, say, 20 years ago when you had to physically drive to a label, hand your stuff to the receptionist and say, please take a listen to this. Do you think it's easier now?
Any question. I've got a funny answer. Yes and no. Yes, because you have so much exposure with internet and all the different outlets of social media that you can take to promote yourself as an artist. No, because it is so much more competitive than it was back in the day before songs were downloaded and the internet was available. And, you know, you had, I actually feel like you had a lot better of a shot making it back in the old days because of the fact that it was more of a diamond in the rough kind of thing. Most people, there weren't as many people doing this. You know what I mean? And now with all the exposure, it's very, very competitive. So it's yes and no, you know? I mean, it just kind of depends.
Right.
It depends, you know? If you can get enough of the following and you can, you know, work hard enough and be a well-rounded performer along with a well-rounded vocalist and songwriter, and, you know, your material ends up in the lap of the right person, yeah, it can be great. But getting there is very, very hard. And sometimes I wish, I tell my family all the time that I wish music and the style and the way music was released and the way songs, you know, were written and the whole industry itself, music industry itself, I wish that I was kind of born back in the old days. I'm a little bit of an old soul, and I would have gladly been that person to walk right in and, you know, promote myself verbally. I prefer that. But, you know, It just depends. It's kind of a yes and no, I think. It's hard to say.
Right. I mean, I get that. Like you were saying about the how it was. It might have been easier now or easier then because you didn't have all the social media like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc. But now everybody's wanting to be a star, basically.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
A lot of competition, and I mean, like, everybody wants to be a star. It's not just the music industry anymore. I mean, like, back in the old days, there wasn't reality TV shows like The Voice and, you know, and even just, like, Jersey Shore. I mean, like, even just regular old people are just trying to be famous for nothing, you know? I mean, so,
right.
You know, everybody and their mom wants to be exposed today, and that's just kind of the world that we live in, you know, with a lot of exposure with social media, even people's personal lives, some of the things that they talk about on social media, and just their regular daily lives, you know, everybody's just so open, and that's kind of how we what the world is like today. Like I said, I'm very old school. I talk all the time with people and let them know that if it wasn't for me being a vocalist and me wanting to do the things that I wanted to do with my music, I probably wouldn't even have social media. I am so old school that I leave and I go on vacations or, you know, I go and do things. Like, I escape. The phone goes away. Like, I'm not really, like, the person that documents every little bit of my trips or personal life just because, you know, I think that there is a sense of privacy that people still need. You know, it's you're in a world where people like to shine. So
you know, and along those same lines, and this question just kinda randomly popped into my head, but
sure.
Along those same lines, how has speaking for your career, how has social media helped you in your career?
You know, the way that it kind of helps everybody, like, it's just more exposure. I really feel like after the release, which something new coming up, the release of my music video Burn in January, which keep posted on those dates. We don't have exact dates yet, but the first cuts of the video came back, and it's just looking so good. And once we get closer to the final cut, we're going to release that final date. So stay tuned for that. But I digress. Regardless of what I was saying, that, you know, I mean, it helps everybody in a way that, you know, if you have the right material and people like your stuff, it can be great exposure. You know, you always have to say the word can for them. Not everybody uses social media in a proper way, or not everybody has that type of material that people want to share, and it makes their social media grow. So I think, you know, with the right material, I think that the release of my music video is going to be a really big thing for me. I'm, you know, obviously going to be a situation where when I release it, I pray that I get a lot of thumbs up. It's going to be done through Vevo, so it's going to be Vevo certified video. And I'll be praying that on, you know, it gets thumbs up and it gets shared and passed around and people keep pushing it for me because, you know, that's how it is. It's got to be a audience participation thing. So long as people are liking what you're doing, you know, I think social media has helped me with, again, you know, just the exposure of what I can do as an artist, as a writer, as a vocalist, as a performer, you know?
Right. And, you know, I'll be out there promoting you on social media. You know this. I do that for everybody that's on the show. I'll be out there promoting, helping them or whatever, you know. So I got you, girl.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you have me on social media, you know. So, I mean, like, when it comes out, if you like it, and I tell people this all the time, you know, don't feel obligated. If you genuinely like my stuff, you know, please put the thumbs up. Please, you know, press the share button. Write a little caption telling other people to share, you know. If they like it too, please share, you know. And, you know, that's what it's going to take. It's always what it's going to take, you know.
And I'm about to drop some news of my own right here. And nobody's heard this yet, okay?
Cool.
Starting January, probably January 3rd, I will be hosting a all indie music show where I'll play my top three favorite indie songs of that week. So.
Oh, that'd be awesome! I hope I make the cut.
Oh, I'm sure you will. That's a little tidbit of information I just had to throw in there.
That is so awesome. I'm excited for you. That should be really cool.
It's going to be great. I've been sitting on this for probably months. So, I'm on your website right now, and let's see. You recently played last Friday at a air show party. How
did.
Was that?
It was awesome. It was really great. So many awesome people came out. Everybody was having such a good time. It's always fun when you do, like, events that are so positive like that and people are out, you know, having just a you know, when I really feel like when you play events, big events like that, and you're the music, you're the life of the party. You know, you're the one bringing all the fun and the action, and it was really, 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 really fun. Great exposure. Really cool, the air show itself. They had this huge wall of fire that they let off, and it was just like this. I mean, it shook the ground, this boom, when they exploded this thing. It was insane.
Wow.
It was absolutely terrifyingly cool.
That would be pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it was frightening, but it was awesome at the same time. It was actually, it was so big. I was probably, I mean, like, the audience and everybody was probably a good half a mile away from this explosion bowl of fire that they let off. And even from that far away, we could feel the heat. It was that hot and that big. So, I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's see. So, And you'll also be on November 12th, you'll be at Space Coast Harley-Davidson State Rally. Talk about that a second. That is going to be
so much fun. I am really excited about this because the state rallies are just such big events. It will be a couple, maybe few, couple to a few thousand people there. It's going to be a really, really great performance. We have so much fun stuff planned for that. It's around some of the best people, the CDMA, and I'm just really, really excited for that. So I believe that they shut down the Space Coast Harley Center, and I just get to, you know, headline and perform that show. And it's pretty killer. I mean, they're basically shut down the whole the Harley-Davidson Center for this huge concert. So it's going to be great. So
awesome. I don't know if we covered this last time, but you got an opportunity to open for one of the hottest country duos out right now, Wocash. I bet that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really fun. I got that when I opened for them. They are such great guys, like just really great people. We got to hang out with them, me and some of my team members. We were in their big coach bus. And all hanging out, eating pizza, having a good time, and you know, giving me advice for the future, for my growth as an artist and everything. And we just kind of became buds, exchanging contact information, and you know, they're just really great guys, and I would definitely consider them friends. They kind of told me that whenever I head out back to Nashville again next year to contact them, and hopefully we're gonna try to get some writing done together. And the show itself was just awesome.
Wow.
You know, it was a super high energy with my band. We got to perform in front of thousands of people. And then they got on and they just killed it like they always do. They are absolutely amazing guys and performers. I mean, they do a great show. So I always tell everyone, I suggest that if they're going to be in town, like, go watch them. They're so awesome. I had such a great time. So.
You know, and they seem like you said, just a really great guys. And I'm probably not even thinking this, but I think that the country music genre, from the fans down to the insiders, are some of the greatest people in this entire world. They're just so, but they seem so sweet, so down to earth, you know. So.
Yeah. No, they are. They're really good guys. They're fun. They're just happy-go-lucky people. And, you know, they definitely love what they do. And it shows. It shows when they perform, you know. They have a good time doing it. And, you know, if the artist isn't having a good time, the audience sure isn't going to have a good time. So.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about the music side of the business, specifically your songwriting process. Like, when you sit down to write a song, do you start with a melody first? What's it like for you?
You know, it's so sporadic and random each time. I really don't have a process. And I am not kidding. Like, there's been times where I've literally been in the shower and, like, I'll just start singing something. I'll start, like, just kind of writing something and it starts sounding good. And then, you know, it becomes like a chorus or a verse. And I will just sing that verse or chorus over and over again so I don't forget it, so I can finish up my shower and get out and get it on my, you know, my phone or record it or something so I don't forget it. And then I won't touch it. But I won't touch it. It will, like, I get that one part, and then I'm, like, over it, and I won't touch it. And then it will be, like, weeks, and I'll come back to it and finish it or dig into it a little bit more. There are songs that I've had I've got this book. It's my songs with a Z on the end. Songs. I'm so corny. But yeah, it's my song book. that's what I wrote on it. And there are so many songs in there. I mean, whether they're 2 years, 10 years, I mean, like, just years and years of me starting stuff and not finishing it. And you'd be surprised. I keep accumulating to that book, and sometimes I will go and I'll feel like I'll remember a song. Because every song that I write, it's weird, I remember it. And it will hit me in the head sometimes, and I'll be like, wow, I want to add a verse to this song. And I will just randomly turn back, I'll find that song, and I'll finish it, or I'll add on to it. That's just kind of how I do it. It's really weird.
That's awesome, actually. And I also want to talk about the recording process. Do you remember the first time you stepped into a recording studio and what that was like for you?
Yeah, actually, my very first time stepping into a recording studio, I was in the fourth grade. And it was the very first song that I wrote, and I wasn't planning on trying to, you know, like, start a career or anything at that point. I actually wasn't taking it very seriously at all. I was more interested in just the songwriting alone than actually singing or being an artist. And I had entered a competition for my songwriting, and I ended up winning, like, the national competition for my song in the fourth grade. And I ended up winning, like, tons of stuff for this song that I wrote. And the thing was, you had to, with the song, you had to have a way to obviously have people hear it through the competition. So we went and got me in the recording studio. And I went and recorded it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, it was a long time until I stepped into a studio again, because, like I said, I kind of just liked writing. And then eventually I was like, you know what, I kind of want to be an artist. My recording was when I went in and I did my Just a Kiss. And that was me obviously doing a bunch of tracks. And also, you know, really, really taking it seriously, because I knew I was going to be, quote unquote, releasing it, you know, where the other one was just kind of something that I was doing, you know, for fun, for, you know, some money and to win something. So it was, it's good. The recording process is awesome. It's actually my favorite thing ever. I love it more than performing. I love recording more than anything when it comes to all the things that are involved in the music industry. It's just super cool. The cool thing about being an indie artist is that when you record, you don't have a label telling you what to do. So I'm very super hands-on with my music throughout the whole process. I stay for every single studio musician that comes in and records the parts that we want them to record on the song. I have a say in it, you know, I have a say in their parts, I have a say in, you know, obviously when I sing, and it's just really good. It's just a really great time for me to be super creative. I find that whatever I practice to record ends up being completely different than what comes out, and I end up doing in the box. So I decided I probably won't even practice anymore because it doesn't even sound anything like I ever do it when I go in. So yeah, it's fun.
We've only got about 30 seconds left. Wow, this interview went by pretty quick, didn't it?
It flew.
Before I let you go, do me a big, big, big favor, okay?
Absolutely.
I thank your manager for setting this up and tell her she's a rock star.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. I will absolutely let her know. She thinks you're awesome, too. She always appreciates how just nice you are and how many sweet things you have to say about her. And I do, too. She's outstanding. So thank you for that, Cody.
You know, I thank the world of you both.
Aw, thank you. You're awesome.
So before we do go, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. Thanks, Freddie. So if you search on Twitter at Jess Lee Country, JessLeeCountry, you'll be able to find that with that handle, me on Twitter and on Instagram. So Jess Lee Country for Twitter and Instagram. If you want to search me on Facebook, you can either search Jess Lee, which is a capital J-E-S-S, capital L-E-E, and it's all one word. Or you can type in handles now on Facebook, and my Facebook handle is, so if you search either of those, you'll be able to find me on Facebook. My website, if you want to just find everything all in one shot and connect with me, you can go right to my website, which is www.jessleeweeks.com, and there will be a social media tab at the top, and you can find me and connect with me, join my fan club. I always get notifications on where I'll be, what shows are going on, which I plan on expanding a lot more next year, because I will probably be playing in different states this year. And you can also easily connect with me right there from my site. So, and then you can also join the fan club, like I said, which will give you connections to where I'm going to be playing and sometimes even free music. So stay tuned for that. So, yep, that's the best way to find me. And I love Twittering, tweeting, whatever you mean. So if you ever want to reach out on Twitter, that's the best way to kind of contact me, or sometimes on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't get on there as much, but I try, so.
I pretty much follow you on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I follow you on everything.
Yeah. My Snapchat, it's funny. I don't really like promoting it super lot just because it's like a little more of my like personal life that I think eventually I'll start
right.
promoting it. But you can pretty much, you can search Jess Lee on Snapchat as well, and you can find me on there as well. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this again.
Absolutely, Cody. Anytime. I hope you either like some of my new stuff coming out, and thank you both on what you think, okay?
You, my friend, are a gem. And I just... I have so much respect for you, it's just not even funny at this point.
Oh my gosh, Cody, you always make my day. Thank you so much. I'm just glad that we can always stay in touch. And like I said, any point in time that you want me on the show, reach out to Lisa. She will hook it up. She'll make it happen as soon as we can. So.
Alrighty. And again, if there's ever anything that you need from me, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Absolutely, and just. Come out there, and it's going to be big. I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to freak out when you see it, Cody. And hope you love it. I hope everybody loves it. So anybody who's listening, if you like it, please, thumbs up when Burn comes out in January. Thumbs up and share.
Alrighty. I'm gonna let you go, but I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Alright, Cody, you're the best day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for having me back.
Thanks. And you know this already, but you've got a open invitation to the show anytime. You already know this.
Thank you so much. We'll be chatting soon. Don't worry.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye, Cody. Have a great one.
All right. Bye. That girl, I just love her. That's just plain and simple. I just love her to death. I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my friend, Jess Lee. As you may or may not have heard me say earlier, I'm adding a brand new wrinkle to the show in January. It's going to be a all indie music show. I will play my top three favorite indie songs of that week, because apparently Blog Talk only allows you to upload 3 songs at a time. Why is beyond me. But anyway, and so that's gonna happen in January. And I've been sitting on that tidbit of information for months. I mean, probably since June, maybe July, something like that. Now, as far as this show goes, this show's not going anywhere. I'll still be doing the interviews, so y'all don't have to worry about that. And speaking of interviews, I'm working on something for next week. If it happens, or when it happens, I should say, I'll let you guys know. And one other tidbit of information that I should let you know about. We're officially going on a hiatus from November 22nd to the first Tuesday in January. I think that's the third. I'm not sure. I'll have to check on that. But, yeah. So I think that'll do it for announcements. And I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.